We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to Shal Bitachon, Perek Rishon. We had learned previously that just as Hashem is as complete as can be, so too in juxtaposition, the creatures, Hashem's creations, are the exact opposite end of the spectrum, that they are so needy that there isn't a minute that they could last without Hashem's abundance. So that's what he's going to focus on. What does that mean, that all creation needs Hashem's abundance? And when we speak about Hashem's abundance, there are a few types. There's an aspect of Hashem's abundance that without it, a person can't stick around for a minute. No creature can remain. And that is the life of the living, the life of the soul. As the Zohar writes on Ma'amar, on the verse, Hashem gives life to the nation that's on it, and spirit to those who walk it, the land of Israel. Lo amar rak natan, rak noten. It doesn't say Hashem gave life to the nation that's there. It says Hashem gives life, bahove, in the present tense. Hashem is consistently giving life to the nation that's there. So there's one aspect of abundance that without it, creatures just wouldn't be here. The yesh mashu lachzik achayim, and then you have things which are important to retain life, dehem ha-machalim ha-mashkim, like food and drink, asher biladam yuchal ha-nivra leitkayem itim yeduim, that without them, the creature, the creation, can exist for known periods of time, v'ulai gam yamim yeduim, and even for, possibly, for known numbers of days, avel achar kach yachuf alav teva harkavato, but after that, his nature, the way he is comprised, forces him le'echol le'sova la'ashlim ma'shenitach mimenu, to eat, to satiate himself, to replenish that which he lost. V'yesh asher biladam, so those were the first two types of abundance. The first is the life Hashem grants a person every minute. The second are the things that sustain life, the food and drink. V'yesh, and the third, asher biladam yichya v'lo b'revach. The third type of abundance a person can live without, but his life won't be a life of bread. For example, clothing that would protect one from cold and hot. So, that's another type of abundance. And then you have a fourth type of abundance, which is the amenities of life. And they are the beautiful garments one could wear, the ornaments one can wear, all the different types of amenities that human beings have.
Could you go over them again? Just the first one.
Four types of life.
Okay.
Life, four types of abundance. The actual life that one's granted. Number two, the things that sustain him, food and drink, but that he must have, but he could last a short amount of time without. Number three, the things which a person can live without, but is going to have a difficult life, such as clothing. And the fourth are the things which he doesn't really need, but they just add breath to life. They are the amenities that give him pleasure.
So the last one he can be without.
Yes. V'chol ha-devarim nimtzim hem b'chlal ha-olam. And all of these are in our world. Kimo ha-tevua v'azulat ma'ashpa'ot el klal ha-olam iba. And things like grain, these type of needs of humanity, they come to the world in a general form. אבל יש פרטי בני אדם שתחסר להם ההשפעה הזאת, לא כהשפעת החיים שכולם ישתוו בה. But some people, they're lacking. Hashem gives grain, but he lives in a place where there's a drought. Hashem gives food, but he lives in a place where he can't afford it. So it's not like life where we're all equal, where people are granted a breath and a person can live. But here, this is a breath which is a person sometimes has access to it and sometimes not. And that depends on each person, what Hashem decrees on them. That's the idea of Rosh Hashanah. What Hashem decrees a person should get this year in a person's life, death, or a person's abundance, etc. ומי אשר ברא נבראים הוא עצמו משגיח עליהם השגחה פרטית על כל בריאה מדעתו ושלא מדעתו. And he who created all creations, he keeps an eye on all of them, whether we know it or not. הוזן ומפרנס ומחלקל מן הרעים הנורא עד רמס הדק. He's the one that sustains and feeds from the largest animal to the smallest creature. ומזמין לכל חי חלקו הראוי לו לפי העת והזמן. And Hashem ensures that every living creature gets what it's supposed to get, depending on the time, depending on the time of year. ככל חוקותיו ומשפטיו יעשה לו. Hashem does in accordance with what each creature needs. נותן שלג כצמר, right? We know Hashem gives snow. He also gives us wool to cover ourselves. Right? Hashem, we say it every morning in the Alalukas. Hashem gives a balance in this world, taking care of what a person needs. So this was all introductory, this first chapter of Sha'al Bitachon. And there's Hashem next week, we'll pick up with the second chapter. Okay, so how does this fit into the Bitachon? That's what we'll see with Hashem next week.